The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
Finding happiness within this world can be difficult. There are many reasons so many people behave in ways which prove the self-destructive ways of the world will always lead to unhappiness. There's a high rate of alcoholism, drug abuse, pornography, extramarital affairs, and so on, because many people seek to experience happiness in all the wrong places. History has shown that having lots of money in many cases where there's a lack of self-control will only compound the problem. There's a reason Solomon, the richest man in the world during his time period, eventually said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every secret work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or bad." There is joy and peace also when there is a reliance on the wisdom of God in dealing with the issues of life. God's will is undefeated. Learn to place your trust in him. Psalms 121 is known as the Song of Ascents. Verses 1 through 3 says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber." Verse 7 says, "The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul." Which begs the question, who are you placing your trust in? Psalms 127 is also titled Song of Ascents. Solomon says in verses 1 and 2, "Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards a city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep." Throughout the division of Psalms, words of encouragement can be found as related to the power of God. He is all powerful, and he is the exact same God today. Psalms 147 and verse 11 says, "The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him." It means to have reverence and respect for God. Proverbs 15 and verse 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping a watch on the evil and the good." There is no better watchman than the Lord. We are living in a world where there is so much disrespect for the Almighty God, and that has to change. There is so much joy in understanding the power available for those willing to trust in him. Hebrews 4 verses 12 and 13 says, quote, "For the word of God is living and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." End quote. God, out of his infinite wisdom, sent Jesus into the world to allow those willing to trust in him to experience salvation. You will be happy. You will be blessed, which begs the question, do you know Jesus? If not, you need to.